Hello everyone and welcome to JFG tonight for a review of the news, both the news of yesterday and today, because yesterday we had a buggy Odyssey, so I decided to cut the show short, and some of the news I haven't had the chance to review, so we'll do them today. But the great news, the big news today, I wouldn't say it's great, it is that Trump's Truth Social barred from Google Play Store over content moderation concerns. Donald Trump's Truth Social is not available on the Google Play Store. The restriction means that 44% of smartphone users in the US cannot download the app. Google has stated publicly, on August 19, we notified Truth Social of severe violations of standard policies in their current app submission and reiterated that having effective systems for moderating user-generated content is a condition of our terms of service for any app to go live on Google Play, the tech company, which is owned by Alphabet, told CNBC in a statement Tuesday. So that is a very important revelation, because it's the big tech cartel showing that they will not only self-immolate by imposing ridiculous speech standards on their own platform, they will also try to impose it as a cartel on anyone else who wants to do differently. And the approach of Truth Social to free speech has been terrible up to now. They have been basically censoring for the purpose of being accepted in these Play Store and Android phone store and the iPhone store. But to the point where they are basically writing off as controversial opinions that had been had by Trump before, you know, opinions about the election. I've seen some people commenting on the election and having their Truth Social hidden, where you have to click show to see the content. Now, this is a terrible approach because it's the worst of both deals. You are trying to please the App Store, you won't, because you can still see it by clicking show. So you are not fully pleasing the leftist of big tech. And on the other hand, you are censoring your base, which would be going to Truth Social because they expect a free speech experience. And at least the ability to talk about the truth. Can all truths be said on Truth Social? Oh no. Family-friendly truths only. That is a official statement by Devin Nunes. So what is this platform then? We have Gab already for true free speech. We have Twitter already for censored speech. What is Truth Social getting at with half censorship that doesn't please the big tech overlords and that doesn't please the user base either? This website is going nowhere. Trump Media and Technology Group CEO Devin Nunes told a different story. The former lawmaker, who was one of former President Donald Trump's staunchest allies in Congress, said the decision is up to Google and not dependent on Truth Social's policies. When are we going to be available on Android? Well, look, that's up to the Google Play Store. We're waiting on them to approve us. I don't know what's taking so long. Well, you have been notified on August 19, so how about you address this notification? What are you going to do about it? Gab has developed its parallel technique to have people install the app on Android without having to pass through the Google Play Store. Is that what Truth Social is going to do? Are you going to convert to a fully web interface? Because this is what Gab had to do. What is going to be the answer of Truth Social? In a dream world, I would love Trump to look at this and say, all right, we need to undermine the big tech cartel. We need to develop a whole parallel Play Store, and we need to fight in court to force Google to offer this option to its users. That would be a beautiful outcome, but we're not headed there. We're barely at a point where Devin Nunes even understands the notices he's receiving from Truth Social. This was not responsive at all. He's acting like those are statements he could have made 6 months ago. Now you have received the response from Google Play. They won't allow you to reach their customers. Google said that Nunes' statements misrepresent the ongoing dialogue between Trump Media and the Play Store. Google reiterated that Truth Social's violations and the steps to redress them have been clearly communicated with the company. Trump Media pushed back, saying Truth Social was creating a vibrant, family-friendly environment. Are you kidding me? TMTG has no desire to litigate its business matters in the public sphere, but for the record, has promptly responded to all inquiries from Google, the company said in a press release Tuesday. It is our belief that all Americans should have access to Truth Social, no matter what devices they use. We look forward to Google approving Truth Social at their earliest convenience. It's not looking good. It's looking extremely good for Gab at this point, because Gab seems to be the only platform that takes seriously the matter of free speech and American, in the American sense of the word. I'm very disappointed here by the reaction of Truth Social. We don't even know where it's headed. They say they have addressed the inquiries, but Google doesn't want you to address their inquiries in an email. They're not asking for clarifications. They want you to ban your own people. What are you going to do? Are you going to ban your own people, or are you going to stand for justice and free speech on the internet? This has always been the choice. I discussed this a year ago. This should have been decided a year ago. Are you going to be a free speech platform? And if no, then you're going to have to cock to every single demand of the Google Play Store forever. Those are the choices. It's always been the choices, but these clowns like Devin Nunes at Truth Social, they are disconnected from reality. They haven't built their own infrastructure. I see John Drake was saying Gab is building out its own infrastructure way better. So we have nothing here. We have a fucking shell of a CSS website. We have a fucking skin. That's what Truth Social is. It's a skin for social media networks. I'm very disappointed in Trump, in Devin Nunes, but what do you expect? You have professionals in marketing trying to innovate in tech, and it doesn't work. All they can do is a pale copy, and the pale copy always fails to pierce the cartel, which is already organized to stop the progression of anything like this. What we need is someone with balls to pursue an anti-monopoly case against these stores, against these apps, against these phone companies. And then maybe we would have some action. But isn't it the responsibility of the prosecutors to do this? The law is being violated here. A trust has been built. A monopoly has been built. How is that not combated? Catfight happening on Twitter between Lauren Chen and Kim Iverson. Kim Iverson had started talking about trans minors. It's their body, their choice. If their parents or anyone is pressuring them, let them live with that and take it up with them later. It's none of our business how others choose to live their lives. Lauren Chen says their body, their choice does not apply to minors. Do you think children can consent to sex? If not, what makes consent to permanently disfiguring surgery any different? Kim Iverson responds, minors actually can consent to sex. Each state has its own laws on this. Now, this comment has been has been taken issue with by lots of people, including some bitch I know on Gab and Lauren Chen herself. Lauren Chen answered to this, "What the fuck, Kim?" And Kim Iverson responded, "16 is the age of consent in most states, Lauren." You know, this discussion is very, very hot. It is very at the edge of many political issues here. But technically, Kim Iverson is correct. Children can minors can consent to sex. The problem is that the left is very much pushing toward pedophilia progressively, and eventually children can consent to sex. But Kim Iverson is technically correct. Minors can consent to sex. Now, the question of whether that's a desirable thing, it's certainly the state of the law right now. She is correct. Now, in the current state of the left pushing increasingly for sexual attraction to minors, and they are pushing the MAP thing, the minor attracted person, as an alternative to the term pedophile, it's very dangerous to state minors can consent to sex out of nowhere without context, because it could be misinterpreted as, I agree with pedophilia, basically. So this discussion, though, is interesting because it does ask the question, trans surgery, does it belong to the categories of tattoos, or does it belong to the category of being able to fuck with someone else? Because if it belongs to the category of tattoos, then a minor shouldn't be able to get it without parental consent. If it belongs to the category of can I fuck someone else, then in certain states, 16 years old and plus could consent to trans surgery. So it pushes a big question here. Why is liberation from parental consent so obsessively pursued in the sexual domain? And why not in other domains? Where are the leftists saying we need to liberate 9 years old so they can get tattoos? My skin, my choice. We don't hear that very much. So I think we are opening cognitive dissonance and contradictions in the way we talk about children consent and minor consent. And the state seems particularly interested at any possibility of attacks against reproduction. Either attacks against the heterosexual lifestyle, attacks against pressure, against parental pressure toward the heterosexual lifestyle, or straight out pushing for surgery that basically make you infertile for the rest of your life. But the state hasn't been pursuing a program of tattooization of the youth. Interesting. There is definitely a demographic problem here. But for the left, who thinks that sexual liberation at a younger age is desirable, then for them they are really unleashing the true self by allowing a 16-year-old to have a sex change surgery. But this true self does not exist. It's an illusion, because a lot of people end up growing into adults and regretting the surgery. So clearly there is no such thing as a true self. There are just people looking for what they are, not sure about it, and then there are societal mechanisms that takes them into this path of adopting the trans surgery, telling them that everything's going to be okay, that it's going to solve their problem. On top of it, you have social pressure at this age, which a lot of people are getting into these medical paths for fitting in, for being part of the LGBT group of the school, which is, I guess, from what I hear, is now the popular thing. Back in my days, it wouldn't be, but it seems that right now it is the popular thing. Grapes Coda says maybe miners shouldn't get to make irreversible decisions. Maybe sex, of which the purpose is children, shouldn't be granted to minors. However, the likelihood of regret for childbearing is less so than for self-sterilization. That is true. Those are all very fine observations. It's interesting because I don't know where does it come from that we are allowing 16 years old to have sex. Does it come from the left, or does it come from a long time ago in a more traditionalist and conservative society where it was truly a legitimate decision for a 16-year-old to start exploring who am I going to be married to? Because it seems that it's a bizarre inheritance from a long time in the past. I don't think that that the limit at 16 years old is a recent thing. I think it was probably there in earlier America. That's an interesting subject I'd like to dig in, because the history of it is going to be important. Because while in today's world, it is the left pushing for child sex, basically, through, you know, education and all of this sex education type of thing, I have the impression that the original interest of these laws was to allow, let's say, a 16-year-old girl to marry a man and to start her reproductive career. Very interesting tension there. Mikhail Gorbachev, the final leader of the Soviet Union, has died. Okay, I don't know much about him, although I've seen him in the movie Chernobyl. In the teleseries Chernobyl. But I don't know much about him. He's dead now. Charles says, let leftists dig their own grave. They are only something to observe. That is a good position. That is pretty much the position I adopt with leftism. I know that long term it's not sustainable, but they've been making massive progress in our societies. So I say we just have to watch them crash society as we know it and eventually pay the price of living with themselves. Barnabé Buto says, I know a guy who is a social worker working for a government hotline, and sometimes he receives call from young people wanting to transition. The guy is against it, but can't tell them anything going against transitioning as the calls are recorded and he would lose his job. Oh yeah, and this is another thing, you know, this is the big problem of anti-discrimination laws, is they end up intimidating against actual advice, actual professional advice. You know, think about a doctor, for example. Even a doctor who's aware of the literature pointing to massive amounts of suicide potentially as a result of the sex surgery, massive amounts of trans regret and wanting to go back to the original sex, that doctor cannot really share, because anything he would share in that line could put him on the line for a lawsuit for discrimination. So you end up having a nomerta, a law of silence, mafia-style law of silence in the domain of trans surgery. And you're either going to be meeting a doctor who disagrees with that kind of stuff, and what he's going to tell you is, all right, well, okay, that's good. I'm not an expert of this subject, so I will refer you to this guy. And whoever they will refer to is the pro-LGBT who will not share the dark aspect of these surgeries and the known harm that can be caused by these surgeries. Good news for people who were worried about the level of the oceans rising. If you have bought your little house on the side of the beach, we have a surprise mass gain in the ice of Greenland. Ice sheet gained 7 gigatons of mass in just one day yesterday, the largest daily gain ever recorded during the summer. look at this, there was a drop here, but boom, it is corrected for 2021, 2022. That is the graph going from September to August. So you can see here the blue line. It's above even the mean recovery from the last 30 years, from the last, well, from a window of 30 years, from 1981 to 2010. The average recuperation of ice was that high. We are in a very high rebuilding of the ice in Greenland, which makes me wonder, will that change? Does this kind of data, as an outlier, will change our models of how the ocean levels is supposed to rise crazily and lead to all sorts of climate refugees? I don't think it will change the models, but I think that the scientists who operate these models will find a way to ignore this data, but it's a great news. I mean, perhaps there are in the Earth mechanisms that we haven't taken into account and that will, in response to a slightly warmer climate, will somehow find a way to maintain the ocean levels to what they are. Orion says, you will still eat the bugs. I thought I was off the hook. I love this way of phrasing it. You will still eat the bugs. If you would like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey super chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. Don't forget to add a payment method in your account to enable this button. Alternatively, you can always use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. Charles says, Jeff, did you hear about the alleged racial harassment of the Duke volleyball player? She claims she was called some name during the game, yet there is not a shred of evidence. I haven't heard that. There is a fake story of racial harassment rising out of Duke University on a yearly basis, at least. I can remember a couple of the top of my head. There was some kind of false rape, gang rape allegation at some point. Then there was the Asian scandal around a Halloween party involving sumo costumes. There has been, I believe, someone who has generated fake emails or fake messages on the internet about Nazism, and it was the, and you know, swastikas, that kind of stuff. And it turned out it was the supposed victim that was generating them. And so, listen, now we are in the volleyball domain, and someone would have been called a racial name. Maybe, maybe not. This is America. There is a First Amendment. We cannot criminalize speech. So suppose that this happened. You're going to have to build a tough skin. You're going to have to be able to handle insults. I handle insults and false statements about me on an everyday basis. Welcome to the world. Welcome to a world where free speech has been accepted as non-harmful. Fundamentally, this is what the First Amendment means. It means the oppression of speech would be a greater harm than the existence of free speech. All right, Chrysilla Volupe, the most colorful spider in the world. Holy shit. This spider is on another level. She is a spider of partying, disco style. It was thought to be completely extinguished for 150 years until it was discovered at the Wayanad Wildlife Sanctuary in India in 2018. Amazing. Amazing that there are. This is something that keeps rotating in my mind as a biologist, just how much life out there do we not know exists? Because in the revolutionary phenotype, I even predicted, I conjectured the existence of a special type of life form, a DNA, RNA, single cell organism that would be a replicator tango between DNA and RNA. We've just never seen it, but what if it was right there on the table? I know that it has to exist. My theory is very clear about this. There has to be an ancestor like this. Whether it's still alive, that's another question, but it had to exist at some point. But if it was in a little vial in some lab, how would we even know? We don't look for this kind of stuff. We should go around the planet everywhere we can, grab all the bacteria we can, and start running experiments. When you allow bad people to operate and control the government, 35 people are reporting buffering. I hope that it's not like last time where the I hope it's not like people are experiencing buffering. I hope it's not like yesterday and the show disappears. Let's see. And keep me up to date. Dino Logovich says refreshed and good. All right. It seems that it's going to fix itself progressively. Pineapple Platypotamus says refreshed. All right. It tends to happen around the 30-minute mark. We are at 27 minutes. It tends to happen after a certain time. You know, it doesn't seem to happen at 5 minutes into the show. Is it a problem where there's an accumulation of delays and eventually the system has no choice but to buffer? Jingo Patriot was saying, when you allow bad people to operate and control the government, 35 people shot multiple dead in Chicago over the weekend. A scene here where the population in Chicago is rejecting the entry of the police to crime scenes. Someone has a tree. I mean, in a way, I'm glad that there are still trees alive in Chicago, but it's a lawless place. When you can't enter and you're the police, I mean, forget it. People there must be living under constant criminal intimidation. It's time to leave. If you're in Chicago still, I can't help you. Find j just walk. Just walk toward the forest. Twitter scorches Kathy Hochul for telling Republicans to get out of New York. She's gotta go. Well, Kathy Hochul is saying on Twitter, we're here to say that the era of Trump and Zeldin and Molinaro just jump on a bus and head down to Florida where you belong. Get out of town. I think it's sad that a politician is acting like basically the new boss in town and get out. First, she's been elected. She's not been elected, hasn't she? She has been replacing Cuomo for some Me Too allegation kind of crap. Second, so it's like there's no. I don't think there's legitimacy for her to claim ownership of New York that way. Secondly, but that I would like to mention, though, that what she's giving is actually good counsel. You do have to leave New York. You should leave New York if you are not a Democrat, because oppression is going to get tighter with COVID. They have experimented on a whole new level of oppression, and they've liked it. They saw that it worked to exclude the right winger, exclude the person who has a slightly Republican bent, and they're going to keep doing it. Dino Rogovich says, when all the supermarkets leave Chicago, what will they eat or steal? Yes, I'm just astonished that there are still like convenience stores. How could you operate a profitable convenience store in Chicago? I mean, you see, you can't operate even a police service. So how can you make profit in Chicago? That blows my mind. I don't think you can. And I'm guessing that the people who are still running these businesses, they're hoping that it will work, but you cannot make profit if you have to rebuild your glasses every time there's a riot, if you have to address the problems of employees dying or employees being put in stressful situation with thieves that come with guns. That doesn't work. XFBI Intel chief says DOJ has no case against Trump. That was a news from yesterday, but I agree. And the big problem, as he was mentioning, is they don't have a single act of refusal of Trump. So it's important to ensure that if you want to make a criminal case, that you ensure that the person wanted to have that behavior, because there are no crimes in an accident unless there is a crime of negligence, but a crime of negligence must have been intended negligence. So they don't have a single refusal of Trump to return the documents or saying, those are my documents, I'm keeping them. Debunking conspiracy theories doesn't always work. A new study by YouTube says pre-bunking might. Google is trying out pre-bunking in an effort to counter misinformation. And I like the answer of this by Seth Dillon. He says it doesn't always work because half the time they're trying to debunk the truth while promoting their own conspiracy theories and agenda. Yeah, the anti-misinformation task wouldn't be that hard if you were actually fighting misinformation. The big problem of those fighting misinformation is they have a couple of people who have actually stated misinformation, and they're very good at saying, oh, here's why it's wrong. But then there's a bunch of people like me who have discourse that is annoying them, and I'm really the target. People like me are really the target of these misinformation policies. But they can't find in my statements something as bad as the people they debunk, which is why I've never been featured in a misinformation debunking attack of any kind across the mainstream media, alternative media, Twitter, fact check, Facebook fact check, not a single time. Has there been a claim that I made a false statement like this? Not a single time has a specialist of misinformation said JFG Tonight or the public space is pushing misinformation, because we are not pushing misinformation, and the public will eventually understand that you are coming at your misinformation task in the wrong way, and you are trying to push your own narrative against other narratives. Orion says, this post has been pre-bunked by trusted fact checkers and determined to be false. The kind of complex web of craziness that we we will see develop on the internet will probably sound like this eventually. Gripes Coda says the COVID narrative is slowly falling apart and everyone from politicians to big tech are already trying to backpedal. Oh yeah, there's no one annoying me to get a vaccine, let me tell you. even, you know, my doctor who knows, he knows I'm not going to take a vaccine. But back in the days, he would be like, all right, JF, I have to, I know you won't take it, but I have to tell you, go get your vaccine. Go get your flu vaccine. Because, you know, it's my job. They're forcing me to say it. But these days, I go to see my doctor, not a word. Oh, yeah, how are you doing? Oh, yeah, you're looking great. Well, keep it up. Not a word about getting any vaccine. I think there's something happening. I think that the COVID pressure, the COVID vaccine pressure will be a game changer for a lot of things. To me, it was a game changer for absolutely unrelated vaccines. I just realized, oh my God, that's how little effort they're putting in demonstrating safety. Holy shit. We just don't know. We just don't know if it's going to lead to a negative effect in 15 years from now. Dave Cullen was commenting precisely on this. He says, I've been vindicated once again. My YouTube channel, Computing Forever, with 500,000 subscribers, 100 million views, and over 1,400 videos, which existed for 14 years, was terminated in February of 2021 for allegedly violating WHO guidelines regarding medical misinformation. Recently, these guidelines have been quietly rescinded by YouTube, but my channel has not been reinstated. I lost my channel for nothing. It is now possible to question aspects of the COVID narrative regarding masks, lockdowns, and the efficacy of the jabs. When I did this 18 months ago, I was shut down. The narrative is at long last crumbling, and the tech companies that colluded with the architects of this conspiracy cannot hide it anymore. Absolutely well said, Dave Cullen. It is a big problem, and that's why we need to build a parallel framework with Odyssey and other things. YouTube has demonstrated that it would act in dirty ways when it matters to the left. It would play dirty, and then it would act like nothing happened. This was in relation to Reclaim the Net's article. YouTube quietly drops some COVID censorship policies, but banned channels haven't returned. I talked about this news on the show under the Tim Pool commenting about it, but now I see that it's a Reclaim the Net article. Made in America, EV battery production, metals needed, suggest it will happen no time soon. So EV batteries cannot be produced in America because lithium, cobalt, manganese, nickel come from largely other countries. China currently assembles 76% of the world's battery. That is an interesting fact because these electric vehicles are about to be made into a cartel by the state, forcing it as the only option to travel. So how are we so poorly positioned to exploit this market, which we are about to create out of nothing, which we're about to force onto people? At least if you're going to force it onto people, make sure you benefit from it, no? Dino Rogovic says, no, JF, the science has changed. Ah, okay, the science has changed. Well, you know, there is still not a single There is not an additional scientific study on masks' ineffectiveness or vaccine negative effectiveness that has come in the last few months. Literally all of the studies on which this decision by YouTube is based come from a year, 2 years ago when I was talking about them. So YouTube has silenced us, and it has made discussion of these studies super hard. And it has made people who had doubts about the masks and who were asking questions about, hey, is it clever to block my respiratory pathways all the time, everywhere, all day? These people were right, and they were shut down by YouTube. YouTube has blood on its hand. The problem is that you'll always have the left, want to sue you because you transmitted COVID to them because you didn't have a mask. But what should be done is that YouTube should be sued. It should be sued to have kept people from organizing information and transmitting information between each other about the dangers of what was being done to them. Because at this, there's no doubt people who have died from the censorship. Let's ask Dr. Fauci, how many people does censorship kill every year? How many people couldn't get information about masks, vaccines, in a way that would have allowed them to do a better decision for themselves? How many people do not have access to racial information about criminality, about various levels of all sorts of behavioral measures, which may allow them to save their lives sometime? Censorship must have a big body count already. Michigan Secretary of State loses round in fight over dead people on voter rolls. This is unbelievable, but the Michigan Secretary of State was trying to convince a judge to dismiss a case. The case just wanted to remove 25,975 deceased people from the voter rolls. You have a state agent fighting to keep dead people on voter rolls? What is the problem with deleting these people from voter rolls? What is expected here that they might resurrect? Based says JF wouldn't frame it as attention. Those who engage in that non-reproductive lifestyle are mostly after boys and often have hate for women. Whereas in the base times of yore, the nature and value of women was understood in their rightful, fruitful place. Biological success markers were aligned with survival, etc. I get all this. I think you are right on a lot of things that you state. That being said, there is a modern tension caused by the contradiction in, okay, we're saying you can't have a tattoo at 16-year-old, but somehow you can fuck someone else. And you can reproduce, basically. I mean, you could have sex and you could be inseminated and have a baby. DK Shadow says, stop being such a necrophobe, JF. I'm showing a lack of consideration here for the right of dead people to vote. I am sorry. I will watch Shaun of the Dead. Repeatedly until I am brainwashed enough to respect zombies and dead people. Student loan forgiveness may result in a state tax bill in over a dozen states. Very interesting. I hadn't thought about it, but it has to be that way, you know? In many states, the federal reimbursement of the debt will have no federal tax attached to it, that the federal government just decides this. But in certain states, you cannot deny that you've been receiving something here. So it's an income. So in a dozen states, that is Massachusetts, Kentucky, Arkansas, Hawaii, Idaho, Minnesota, Mississippi, New York, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wisconsin, there will be a tax, because if you've got reimbursed $10,000 on your loan, you just made $10,000. So people will have to pay maybe $300 to $1,100, so up to $1,100 roughly. Makes sense, because you get free money. I mean, if I make income, I have to justify it on, I have to expose it on my income report. You're getting free money, you have to do it too. But the leftists often expect that the free money coming from the state shouldn't get taxed. Grapes Coda says, Shaun of the Dead is blatant dead face, JF. Highly necrophobic and problematic. Oh yeah, I had not realized that the actors playing the zombies in Shaun of the Dead aren't real zombies. That's a problem, because how zombies can't make a living, they should be entitled to play at least their own roles when they are featured. Especially given the underrepresentation of zombies on TV. You're right. I hadn't realized, but it was probably because of my living privilege. My living privilege has led me to deny the reality of zombies. As Ukrainian offensive gets underway, Zelensky says Russians have two options, run away or surrender. Ah, you know, CNN has been covering for a couple of days that the Ukrainians are fighting back. I'm trying to find video evidence of it. I'm going on live UA map with all the pictures. And to me, it seems that we're, at best, there are some places where they've established bilateral equal amounts of shelling and artillery. Maybe Ukraine is shelling a little bit toward the Russian side, but I've not been presented with evidence that there was a massive counteroffensive, that they were gaining massive grounds. It seems that they were discussing on CNN that their aim is to take back Kherson. Now, Kherson has always been, to me, a bizarre positioning of Russia, because look at where Kherson is. Kherson is here, and they have gone further than Kherson. What I would have expected is Russia to kind of stop at the river here, a natural split. But no, they went beyond, and they've been occupying prisons right here. Now, the problem is those are troops that are relatively isolated. It's much harder to pass because you have to use bridges. So the Ukrainian counteroffensive apparently would be to take back Kherson. I don't know to what extent is Russia holding on to Kherson. I think they had already initiated in Kherson political replacement, for example, of a mayor. They were putting in mayors that were, they were putting in officials that were pro-Russia. And they were expecting to make votes and have people locally vote for joining the Russian side. So there may be a positioning of importance here for Russia, and perhaps they will strike back. Perhaps they will not let this counteroffensive go unanswered, which is why in a lot of the shelling descriptions, we're also seeing a lot of shelling back. Russia shedding toward the Ukrainian cities. So we'll see to what extent is the CNN coverage of this is just trying to drag attention and trying to boost the morale on the Ukrainian side. But I haven't seen, you know, when we were seeing the advances of Russia, we were getting videos, I was showing videos. I haven't seen what CNN has created. It could be fiction, could be journalistic fiction. from the beginning to the end. I like to have some facts to base my statements on, and the CNN coverage of the counteroffensive does not meet that standard. John Drake says CNN's wet dream. Yeah, it could be. He says it's a fantasy, not gonna happen. It's my view, but it depends. Like, we've seen Russia step back on territories that they didn't want to hold, and we've seen Ukraine describe this as counter-offensive, but the videos were showing the Russians driving out relatively unmolested. So much of the Ukrainian counter-offensives are actually just open abandonments of Russia of a given place and the Ukrainians walking back in. I still haven't seen Ukrainians capable of strategically circling a Russian position, kidding everyone in, destroying everything in. I haven't seen that. I've seen a couple of Russian tanks burning on the streets in some of those areas. It's a different thing being able to shoot a rocket viciously and catch a tank that wasn't properly defended and advancing onto the front line. Those are two different things. Based says, I was referring to the push of lowering the age of consent from the left and the sexualization as opposed to the tattoo thing. Yeah, but that's where I perceive the cognitive dissonance here. Our parents, ultimately, that's the question in all of these things. Are parents parents, or are parents your guide in life? And if parents are parents, they should have rights, they should have control of consent. If they are your guide in life, which is basically a an elementary school teacher conception of parenthood, then they are just there to give you input. You figure it out yourself, queen. Popular evangelical pastor abruptly put on leave of absence, citing unwise online messages. This is such a bizarre story, because they say he's put on leave of absence because he did not use language appropriate for a pastor in messages. It was messages to a woman. So the pastor has a wife, the woman has a husband, but the pastor was sending inappropriate messages to this woman. But they say the messages were neither romantic nor sexual. And in fact, both the wife of the pastor and the husband of the woman knew about the conversation happening on the phone. So, what did he say? And they don't reveal what he said. What did he say to a woman that was not appropriate for a pastor, but that wasn't romantic, that wasn't sexual, and that his wife knew about and her husband knew about? That's super bizarre. It was a message that was unguarded and unwise. They said that he didn't respect the level of expectation for a pastor, the infallibility demanded by the Bible. This is extremely bizarre. I would like to know what was the message. Was it based? What was it? No charges for Ohio homeowner who fatally shot daughter's ex-boyfriend in chilling doorbell camera video. James Ryle, 22, allegedly tried to break down the door before Mitchell Ducrow opened fire. I don't have the video of it, but basically a guy goes to his ex's house, knocks, tries knocking again. She doesn't answer. He tries breaking the window, dismantling the handle of the door, and eventually the father of the lady shoots him. So I don't know what's the state of law in Ohio. I'm guessing something like Castle Doctrine here is involved. China is aggressively reselling Russian gas to Europe. This is important because it shows that all we do when we do these sanctions and attacks on the natural economy finds an indirect way to do the exact same thing. And here we have Russia is selling its gas to China, and China is selling it to Europe. So what have you done? There's the same profit line. You're just sending a little more money toward China because they're doing arbitrage, as DK Shadow points out. But in the end, Russia is going to have its profit, and the whole thing will cost higher prices for the consumer. But it's never a good idea to fight nature the way our governments do. But DK Shadow says China thanks you. China is happy. I'm happy that China is doing it because when you have such stupid people at the head of Western governments, why not exploit this to make a little buck? 10 facts electric vehicles advocates don't want you to know. Very interesting list here. EVs are powered by fossil fuels, fossil fuel-based power plants, coal, oil, or natural gas create about 60% of the nation's electrical grid, while nuclear power accounts for nearly 20%. The batteries of EV rely on cobalt, an estimated 70% of the global supply of cobalt emanates from the Democratic Republic of the Congo, a country with deplorable working conditions, especially for children. 3. A study released earlier this year by an environmental group showed that nearly one-third of San Francisco's electric charging stations were non-functioning. The population of San Francisco represents roughly 2% of California. 4. Supporters of the California law admit there will be a 40% increase in demand for electricity, adding further strain to the grid and requiring increased cost for power and infrastructure. 5. According to one researcher, the strain of adding an electric vehicle is similar to adding one or two air conditioners to your home, except an EV requires power year-round. 6. Today, 20 million American families, or one in six, have fallen behind on their electric bills, the highest amount ever. 7. Utility companies will need to add $5,800 in upgrades for every new electric vehicle for the next 8 years in order to compensate for the demand for power. All customers will shoulder this cost. 8. The average price for an electric vehicle is currently $66,000, up more than 13% in just the last year, costing an average of $18,000 more than the average combustible engine. Meanwhile, the median household income is $67,000. For African American families, the average is $45,000, and for Hispanic households, $55,000. 9. A 2022 study found that the majority of electric vehicle charging occurs at home, leaving those who live in multifamily dwellings, apartments, at a real disadvantage for charging. 10. The same study also noted that many drivers charge their EVs overnight when solar power is less available on the grid. Those are huge problems that will come to strangle society, especially in those places where they're trying to make it law that it's the only thing you can buy. I hope that we keep in America a couple of states where it's never the case that you have to buy these things. And these states will just rise and outcompete the other states. That would be a beautiful future. US Navy helicopter thwarts Iranian attempt to capture high-tech sea drone. Apparently, a towing basically was seen towing a U.S. drone toward Iran, and a U.S. Navy helicopter caught them and stopped them from taking the drone. Okay. And Kyle Bass prediction, this will be our last news item for tonight. Kyle Bass, China will invade Taiwan in the next 1 to 2 years. Hedge fund manager Kyle Bass issues a fire warning to Western investors with equity stake in Chinese companies or government bonds. The warning is derived from both moral and self-interest perspective, basically seeing how it developed in Russia. You have people who were holding Russian values that totally disappeared overnight, simply because the U.S. starts putting its sanctions. Russia will not honor those properties if you are in a country with sanctions. They can't, to a certain extent. And so you end up having paper companies that completely lost their value overnight. Not paper companies, that wouldn't be the right term. You have stocks in companies. The companies were real, but they became nothing out of overnight out of the American decisions. So the same will eventually happen with China. So it wouldn't be very smart to hold a lot of equities in China if you're not a Chinese national. Quite. White sends $21. Thank you so much. He says, JF, a few shows ago, you asked what the dollar button looked like. I have since made a video showing what it looks like and put it on my channel for you to see. Also, there is a video of Mike E on this show talking about something he heard you say on his show. About something he heard you say years ago. You should check it out. Okay, but is it a show that's behind a paywall, or is it a show you could send me a link to, maybe? I don't know if you have a path. Oh, okay, there it is. You've put it on your own channel. There it is. Let's have a look at the channel of what. JF, this is what the dollar button looks like. Well, that is very appreciated. So let's look at this. Dollar button is right there. Okay, so you type something. Okay, so when you type something in, the dollar button enables itself. And look, when I do it from my home, there's no dollar button. Jeff, what is the difference between a green Swiss chard and a fennel? Yeah, remember you sent... Okay, so that is how it looks like. So it's not a green dollar button yet. It's a dollar button. Oh, and now you enter credit or dollars, add a card to tip creators, and then you send the hyper chat. Wow. Thank you so much for sharing this experience with me, because I was afraid of creating an alternative account to test it, because you never know with these. I know that Odyssey has been really great, but you know I'm still traumatized from being a YouTuber, because on YouTube, do I want to create an alternative account? They're gonna detect it as double. They're gonna then say I create fake accounts for the purpose of propping up my shows, creating fake views. I mean, I was like, I don't want to create an alternative account on Odyssey and get myself in trouble. On top of it, I've been falsely banned from Twitter, supposedly for that, for spam. You've been engaging in spam. So Grapes Coda says, sue YouTube for creator PTSD. I mean, I'm not kidding. In a fair society, I should be able to do this. I won't, but I suffer from PTSD. I mean, imagine for 5-6 years of my life, I've woken up every morning and the first thing I would do is go check if my channel has had a strike, because your living depends on it. And they are applying these rules super arbitrarily. Absolutely ridiculous. Well, thank you so much for sharing this. And now Mike Enoch uses JF's argument. That is, okay, but can we watch it on the show? Let's see what they have to say.
Or a real Frenchness. So you can, in Europe, you can say, you can appeal to a real Germanness or a real Englishness or a real Frenchness. So you can appeal to those things. In America, you're white. But over there, he's actually being more racial, because he's saying, like, oh, no, he's not talking about, he's talking about like a mix of European, okay, a mix of Europeans. So white people then. Because that's, frankly, what that would be. European is a genetic category. It's a racial category, Rod, which is a genetic category.
Sometimes things just mean nothing when you fucking dilute the meanings.
Yeah, Rod. Again, remember, what's the argument that white is actually a race? JF gave the best argument ever.
Something about chicken baby.
White mommy and white daddy have white baby.
White baby?
Black mommy and black daddy have black baby. If you can show me black mommy and black daddy having white baby, then I will believe race is fake. And not talking about albinos either. We're talking about white.
Yeah, I mean, it remains a reason and truth today. That's a beautiful thing that, yes, you know, when we were faced with so much race denial, terrible impression. These guys, I love them and everything, but whenever they try to imitate me, they get it wrong. It's so shameful. It's like they read my stuff with supposedly my voice, but no, you don't have it at all. You don't even come close to imitate my Frenchhood. But yeah, when we were faced with so much denial of race, you know, basic leftist arguments back in the days, I came up with the simplest distillation of what race is. And it's as simple as this. As long as white parents look more like the white babies they produce than like black parents would look like their babies more, and as long as this distinction remains, race exists. So is there a future without race? Well, imagine the amount of effort and the amount of competing you would have to do for this truth to not be true anymore. You'd basically need an aquarium and stimulating electrodes, and you need to control people and who they reproduce with. White says, just wanted you to see their impression of you. Well, I mean, I know that this argument that I've done about, you know, you go into a hospital, could you, if you had one white baby and one black baby, and you're just walking blind in the delivery room, and you end up finding, oh, there's two white parents there and two black parents there, would you know whose baby it is? Would you know that the white baby belongs there and the black baby belongs there? That is what race is. That is the basic race realist position. Crazy Catman says, I watched the first episode of JF trying out Emily Ukiss for the first time as a rotating co-host again the other day, and she impersonated JF, and it was terrible, lol. JF doesn't talk that slowly. Yeah, a lot of people converge to talking slowly when they imitate me, and they haven't fully caught the style. Sometimes I can take time to speak slowly, but it's not a defining feature of my speech at all times. All right, guys, that will be it for tonight. Based has sent a super chat. He says, this one I read. Based says, yes, I agree. The past is the future in this regard, so to speak. parents did their duty to protect the value of their daughter before the father gives her over to a suitor he judged to be of character and means in her white dress, signaling her value / purity. Reject modernity, embrace tradition with a Christian cross instead of the T. Okay. And people are predicting 100% holding Kherson. I mean, we'll see. It's a bizarre position to defend beyond the river, you know. But given that there has been political pushing already in Kherson, you would think that Russia puts much importance on preserving it. But who knows what's the strategy in the head of Putin. All right. That is it for tonight, boys. Thank you so much for being with me. Today I've been doing some governmental red tape, had to drive to civilization. I also, there were a couple of things I had to buy that I didn't have for a couple of days. Like, I was lacking my allergy medication. And for 4 days, I had the kind of itchy nose. Now I'm currently on 3 different allergy medication because when I got them back, I was like, ah, let's do them all at the same time because I never know which one will work. So I've enjoyed. I'm able to breathe through the nose again, which I'm not able to when I don't have my allergy medication. So I'm doing good. Me and Mama JF have been enjoying restaurants. We've had some good and bad experience eating at different places. But it was a great day. And tomorrow, again, I do have to go back to civilization, unfortunately. But I'll be back for the show and perhaps with a naive outlook on the news. I'm following the news on my phone during the day when I'm driving like this. And so I might come uninformed tomorrow, but maybe you guys can inform me on the regular chat. DK Shadow says, the Odyssey Interface is getting much better. Good work, tech bros and tech girls. What you've done there is the inclusive phrasing. It's what we have to do. Thank you.